Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. Hope you're having a great hump day. It's been a busy hump day for me. My gosh. Finally got my car back, as we talked about yesterday. Had to get an inspection. Now, I was debating doing this as a topic, and maybe I'll just ask for your answer on the text board. I went 6 months with an expired inspection. Is there a statute of limitations? Is there going to be a cop car waiting for me outside? What's the longest you've gone without getting an inspection? Like, you look at that sticker, and you're like, oh, maybe I can get another month. Oh, maybe I can get another 2 months. And then you just forget about it? Anyway, that's not me anymore. I got the new registration. I got the new inspection. We are back. We're back, baby. And we're never making that mistake again. But I'd like to know, how long have you tried to stretch that inspection sticker? We'll put that on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. We got a lot to get to today. There's a lot going on. You got this mess with Marineland. And I know David talked about the specifics of the case and the beluga whales. If you missed any of that, here's what's going on. Marineland says, hey, we need money, and if you don't help us out, we're going to euthanize 30 beluga whales, right? So that's what's going on in Marineland. But and if we go back to the 90s, the 2000s, I remember watching Disney's One Saturday Morning on ABC. My gosh, that song, 7 a.m., that song comes on, and you're like, it's the weekend. We're going to see some Recess. We're going to see the Weekenders. I am all set. And in the commercial breaks, when they would go to the local break, it would be Marineland, right? I mean, almost every time in the summer, there would be Marineland. They added the thing that raises you up in the sky and then drops you down. You're like, oh my gosh, that looks like a real amusement park. They had the roller coaster, all that stuff. And it was advertised as a place that brings you joy. And it did. For decades. Then the last few years, it hasn't. Now, it was not open at all this year. That's why I'm surprised that the whales are still there. Like, my big question with on this whole thing is, why are there still whales at Marineland? They've been closed for over a year now. But, you know, when they were still open, it was a very small portion of the park. The amusement park rides were gone. Part of the park was overgrown. Now, there's this guy on YouTube and on Instagram. He's Bright Sun Films. Now, I tried to get him on the show today. He didn't get back to me. That's fine. I'm saying that because I want you to know I'm actually trying to get these people on. Now, I'm sure it has nothing against me. It's just, you know, he didn't see the message or I sent it to the wrong place. Bright Sun Films. Now, he did a back-to-back Marineland 2 years apart, okay? And he walked through, and it was very depressing. Like I said, parts of the park, not even accessible. Grass grown over some of the main attractions from back in the day. It was really just the pool with the whales and the seals and whatever else they had there. Okay? Now, again, after last year's season, they closed. I believe it was September of last year, they closed business. Now, obviously, someone's still working at Marineland, or the whales would already be dead, right? And it got me to thinking, how can we incorporate this story and point out, again, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but point out either a town, a vacation spot, maybe even a food that once brought you joy. And now either it's because you're older, or, you know, that it was a happy place when you were a child, but that just not the same anymore. What is a place that has gone downhill that used to bring you joy, like Marineland, right? And the last time you were there, you didn't even recognize the place. 803-0930, *930. What are your examples of that? Now, mine is going to be retail to start off with because obviously, and this is going to be this one's going to have some layers, right? But you remember Toys R Us. Now, Toys R Us is out of business, so I can say this without worrying about Toys R Us sending me an email. Toys R Us, when I was a kid, that was the place, right? Now, again, I didn't live near a Toys R Us. I lived in Hornell, New York, so there was a Toy Works in Hornell, and that's not even there anymore, Tanner. But there used to be a Toy Works in the Walmart Wegmans Plaza in Hornell, New York, okay? Toys R Us, though, oh my gosh, we'd go there, and of course I'd want something, and if my parents didn't buy it, I'd cry because I was, at the time, a spoiled brat. Now, the last time I went to a Toys R Us before they announced they were closing, now again, Toys R Us should not hit with an adult like it did as a kid, but you could just tell. This was a place that was struggling to fill the shelves. This place was not bringing children joy the way it did in the 90s, right? I think that's fair to say. There are other places. There are certain fast food places. Now, again, I don't really go to fast food places anymore. But when I did, right, there's certain fast food places that I do not take me to the same place of. I just feel disgusting after I eat it. I don't have that little bit of time where I'm really enjoying it. You get what I'm saying? But where is a place for you that, you know, once was like, man, this is an amazing place, and it's just not that place anymore. Now, I'm going to give you one example, and this is no criticism of the team itself. But I remember the first time I went to the KeyBank Center when it was Marine Midland Arena, right? Then HSBC Arena. I remember the first time I went there. It's when we just moved back to Buffalo in the 90s, and 99. And my mom worked at a law firm, and they had tickets to the game. And I remember going in like this. It was only 43 years old at the time. This place is amazing, right? It was hockey. Now, obviously, that was the year after they went to the Cup, or the year they went to the Cup. It was the year after they went to the Cup. It would have been the season. Am I getting that right? Yeah, it would have been the season after they went to the Cup. They went to the Cup in spring of 99, this would have been the winter of 99. Anyway, and oh my gosh, look at this. This is amazing, right? Now, you go, and the new scoreboard's very nice, right? But you've got pieces of the floor peeling up at the arena. You've got chairs that have the wrong numbers in them. I saw one chair where someone sat in it and the bottom fell out, right? It could use some work. Now, again, am I saying it doesn't bring me any joy? No, I've seen some great shows there. I love the Sabres. I think they're going to the playoffs this year. But that, I go there now, and maybe it's just my mind more than it's actually the place, but I walk into the arena now, and I feel like I'm more nitpicking what's wrong with what than actually going, wow, this is an amazing state-of-the-art place. One place that I still, I don't know, I've never gone and just pointed out the problems with is the stadium. Now, that stadium, you could point out and see paint peeling, all this stuff. I don't. Like, I walk in that stadium, and I go, this is football. This is old-time football stadium. The Highmark Stadium, as it stands right now, still brings me a ton of joy. Even when the team wasn't good, I still love going to that place. I love the bleachers. I'm really going to miss the bleachers next season. Like, I love everything about that place. And there's a lot to point out and say, what are you talking about, Joe? But I do. My vision of that place hasn't changed. Except, you know, when I walk in now, I don't get secondhand smoke like I did when I was a kid. That's the only difference. What is a place for you? 803-0930, star 930. And do you have memories of Marineland? Now, I got to say, all the great TV commercials, all the great advertising, my family and I never went to Marineland. I'm not even sure we even asked to go to Marineland. I loved the commercials, the jingle, everything. You go up to Niagara Falls and there's the big sign Marineland that way. But like I said, the commercials, and I remember as a kid knowing people who went to Marineland and no one ever said a bad thing about it, right? No one said, wow, the commercial really oversells the place. But, you know, in that amount of time from the early 2000s till just a few years ago, you know, the place had everything. And now, you know, they it's never good when they're starting to close off portions of any location, right? I see this a lot with the dead mall videos that I follow. When they start closing entire sections of the mall, you know, or just making a wall where a door used to be, that's not a good sign for... It's not a good sign for the future of the place. And like I said, these videos were 2 years apart. You had one in 23, one in 24. I mean, it really illustrated a place that was struggling. And to know they still have all these whales on hand, that's what's surprising to me. So you don't have an income. Marineland did not have an income this year. As the park is closed, you still are paying people to take care of these whales. If you're not going to euthanize them, which I hope they don't, but if you're not, what was the plan? Because from what I've seen again on Bright Sun Films, there was no work to reopen the place. There was no work to try to get the rides going again. Like, so to me, it didn't look like this place was going to be in business again. So I don't know what the point of the whales being there is. 803-0930, star 930. Now, another way of this is, if a place you really enjoyed, and someone texted me an example, and I don't want to say the business, but someone said there was a restaurant they used to, well, this person used to own, used to go to, since they remodeled it, that place doesn't feel the same. And there's a few examples of that. Now, again, you don't want to poo-poo anyone's success. But there are examples of, you know, I don't go out like I used to, but when I used to go out, I used to love like hole-in-the-wall bars, right? Like a neighborhood bar where everyone knows everybody. The bar, you walk in for your first time and everyone's like, who the heck is this, right? But then that place gets popular, right? They get popular on social media or something happens. And all of a sudden, this place is packed every Friday, Saturday night. And they decide they're going to do a remodel on the inside. And it takes away that character, right? Kind of like what they were proposing with Cracker Barrel. They wanted to take away the character of the dining room. But the fact that it looks like stuff is randomly placed on the walls, that's part of the charm of Cracker Barrel. No one wants to see organized decorations. Same goes for your neighborhood bar or the bar that you've been going to. That, again, it's a hole in the wall. Right? They still have the neon sign from Labatt Blue in like 95, right? They have a PAP sign, but one of the letters is out. Like, that's the bar. But then, I don't know, they get a rush of something or a new owner comes in. There's a bar like this downtown. I'm not going to throw them under the bus because I still love going. But there's a bar like this downtown. Like, the charm was, it was old, right? Now, it would get a lot of people. But it was old, you know, it kind of was dark in there. They had an old school jukebox and dartboard. Like, that place was awesome. They moved, and again, the same great people who worked there are still there. But it doesn't have that feel. Like, you're not walking in and smelling stale beer that was spilled in 98, right? It's kind of lost a little bit of its charm. Might not bring you the joy that you used to feel. What is a place that has changed and you think has changed for the worst? That's what I'm trying to get to. 803-0930, star 930. It could have been like Marineland used to bring you joy. Or it's just not the same. Someone says Quaker Steak in Erie. They had that old location on Peach Street, right off the 90. It's now a dispensary, by the way. And, you know, that place, I'm sure a lot of people listening to my voice have been to that original Quaker Steak on Peach Street, right? Now they've moved. They're by Splash Lagoon, which, in a few years, is a place that I'm hoping my son wants to go to, because I've always wanted to go to Splash Lagoon, but I'm an adult. That's a great, and it's moved, and it just still doesn't have that same character, right? And we see this when restaurants try to expand, but they don't bring the, but part of the charm of the restaurant is the character when you walk inside, and they don't bring that with it, and it's a very generic feeling. And I feel a lot of restaurants make that mistake. They want to update, like Texas Tech did their logo, and it just looks so generic. It's like, I could get this anywhere, right? You can't. Waffle House is Waffle House because you walk in, no one's questioning, is this Waffle House or Perkins? No one's questioning when they walk into a Waffle House. That's part of the charm of a Waffle House. No one wants to see a brand new Waffle House get built and not have that Waffle House smell. Does that make sense? Like, I like the Waffle House that looks like it was built in 1971, not the one that was put into a strip mall. 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The sun's gone down since you got gone.
Welcome back.
I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone.
It's Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Habits are hard to break. That's all I got to say. Habits are hard to break. Doesn't mean it's not a work in progress. 803-0930, star 930. Tanner brought up a great point during the break. You look at a lot of the fast food places, the national fast food chains. And, you know, when I was a kid, they had character, right? One McDonald's could be like a different theme. You know what I mean? But they had character. You walk inside, you had the play place and everything. Now, as Tanner says, they're interchangeable. You could close a Taco Bell today, one of the newer ones, like in North Tonawanda, and it could be a Burger King tomorrow. I mean, they just don't have, they're so generic. And it's as if, it's as if that generic look is the, quote, modern look. You know what I mean? Like, there's a reason chefs is chefs. Because when you walk in, you're not asking, am I at, you know, list other location? No, when you walk into chefs, you know, oh, I'm in chefs. I'm about to walk out of here. I'm about to walk out of here full as can be, right? Like, there's no questioning when you walk in there. That place has the same feel that it did a decade ago, two decades ago. But you look at a lot of these other places, and they just have this generic feel about them. And that kind of takes away the character, right? And then, like I said, I would argue a lot of the fast food places, maybe it's because when you're a kid, you can eat more. And, you know, you're running around all the time, especially when I was a kid, you're on your bike all the time, you're doing something. So you don't, you know, feel or see the effects. And now as an adult, you know, you have a Big Mac and, you know, 10 minutes later you feel disgusting, right? But I think a lot of the food at these fast food places doesn't hit like it used to. So that I'd love to know from you guys, 803-0930, star 930. Is there a place that just doesn't have that feel anymore? Maybe it's gone out of business, but you could kind of see, like Marineland, the place didn't bring you that kind of, the joy that it used to bring you. Or you could just tell, like, this doesn't have the feel that it once had as I remember it. 803-0930, star 930. Got a lot of good ones on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. That's where I'm also asking you over on the text board, what's the longest you went without your inspection sticker? I went 6 months, finally got my car inspected today. It cost me, let me tell you. It cost me, you know, when I think that's why I avoided it for so long. Like, I took it in, and my brakes, I needed new windshield wipers, I needed this, I needed that. I mean, hey, you got to keep the car. You got to keep the car safe in this state, at least. So, on the text board, we have someone that said they went a year without the inspection sticker, and then the reason they had to go ahead with it was because they had to renew their registration. Yeah, well, that's the same boat I was in, texter. Also on the text board, my parents took us to Marineland before they put in any rides. It was boring. The next show with dolphins was going to be hours later in the day, so he went and pet some deer and goats and then left. I went to the falls. Right, so there was a time where Marineland really was just the whales. They had deer, they had goats. I think they had bears at one point, right? Which, by the way, hey, I'm not trying to, you know, be overly judgmental here, but deer, I see deer every day. I mean, there are deer in my backyard. There are deer going down the street. When I used to work in the morning with Susan and Brian, if I didn't see multiple deer, something was up, right? I see deer every day. Like, I'm not sure I want to go to a place just to see some deer. But yeah, there was this time where it was really, Marineland was just for the animals. It was like a zoo with whales. And then they started putting in some rides. They had the roller coaster. They had the tower, which then became the spotlight of all their commercials. Right? I mean, it was still around the whales, but you also had other things to do. And again, it was sold as this, you know, day of joy, which is which again is the job of the advertisers. Someone said arena and odd. Same thing will happen to new stadium. Odd felt like you were right on top of the action, crowd louder, more into the game than they weren't on their phones the whole game. The atmosphere not close to the Odd in the 80s. Now, obviously, I don't have any recollection of Odd in the 80s. I was born in 88. But yeah, I mean, people say, you know, that the newer buildings, again, I love Highmark Stadium where the Bills play now. I think it's unique to the NFL because everyone's getting the newer stadiums. But I got to be honest, seeing the pictures inside this new stadium, I'm pretty psyched. I know Bowerly will make fun of me for saying that, but I'm pretty, they did a good job at the Bills experience on selling the new stadium. I have to say that. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. Again, I don't want to say name of places that are still open, but one person said a particular hotel on Transit Road was ahead of it 21 years ago, was amazing. This person and their wife stayed there on their wedding night. 21 years later, the place is a complete dump. No joy. Yeah, I know the place you're talking about, Texter, and I would say that fits. And I think that's for a lot of older, I mean, there are older places that have kept up with the times. They use the age as the charm. And then there are some places they just let the age get to them, and the place really does change. Any kind of hotel is like that, right? If you don't keep up with the times, you don't keep the place clean, eventually it's going to catch up with you, right? That is one of those. Someone said vibrant downtown, Boulevard Mall, Niagara Falls, 50 bars in town, Disney parks, Bethlehem Steel. The Odd was great till the end. And so was Crystal Beach. That's Tim and Kenmore has a few things that don't have the same feel as they do now. Crystal Beach is one I definitely thought I was going to hear, because I hear so many people talk about Crystal Beach, and the amusement park on Crystal Beach, and the roller coaster, you know, stuff that was before my time. I've heard so many things about what Crystal Beach used to be. And like, my memory of Crystal Beach was going there in high school, just the beach part. I'm not even sure it was Crystal Beach, just, you know, the beach on the lake in Canada, right? One of the beaches on the lake in Canada. And, you know, I'm like, where's this magical place everyone's talking about? I don't see it, right? My one memory of going up there, I think this was the summer between my freshman and sophomore year in college, was I bought a Cuban cigar because I thought that was cool, because you can do that in Canada, and they told me I couldn't bring it on the beach with me. I was like, well, I've already lit this thing, and and I don't know if you know how much I spent on it. You know, college kid, irrationally spending money, something we talked about yesterday. Someone on the text board says, I missed the canal concerts in North Tonawanda, Fantasy Island, and Niagara Falls. I mean, Niagara Falls is, again, they're gonna catch strays every time we're talking about this. I mean, Niagara Falls, America, there, I mean, that was the honeymoon capital of the world. Niagara Falls, America was the honeymoon capital of the world. You ever watch those movies on TCM? And how many of them reference the falls? Or, you know, oh, I had a honeymoon in Niagara Falls. Like, there's always these older movies referencing Niagara Falls as this great vacation spot. And let's be honest, it's not. Niagara Falls, America is right now, as a tourist place, a failure. I would say as a city is a failure, too. I don't think there's much argument there. But that's definitely a place that I'm sure brought people more joy 40 years ago than it does today, because that, again, just like I said about hotels, that's a place that didn't keep up. They didn't keep the progress going. They've kind of moved backwards. Again, from what I understand, the Niagara Falls I'm referencing is a lot older than me. But you hear so many things about it being the honeymoon capital of the world. I have to imagine there was more going on. It was more of a tourist destination back in the day, as they say. 803-0930, star 930. What is a place that either doesn't have the character it used to have, doesn't bring the joy it used to have? Again, this is all in reference to Marineland, which has not been open for a year, but now threatening to euthanize 30 beluga whales, trying to get a bailout from the Canadian government. And again, a place I never went to, but, you know, my memory of Marineland is molded by the countless commercials that we have seen time and time again when I was a kid. I mean, ABC's one Saturday morning, you're going to see Marineland commercials probably once an hour at the very least. And it was this place of joy. It was this place where you're going to go and you're going to have one hell of a time. You're going to see the whales. You're going to see seals. You're going to go on a roller coaster. You're going to go on that thing that takes you up and drops you down. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, Crystal Beach was an amazing amusement park that started a long time ago, evolved over the years, and was so much fun, so awesome. It was the place to go in the summer. It closed in 89 and was demolished, and there are some beautiful homes there now, a little community, but it's heartbreaking to see it go. Yes, I'm sure it is, right? 803-0930, star 930. On the text board, on the Volkswagen Orchard Park text board, McDonald's used to be a family place to go when I worked there in 79. Now it's nothing I recognize. Sad. Yeah, I just, again, I'm not a corporate person, right? Those people are a lot smarter than me. They got bigger degrees than I have. I don't understand. I don't understand this move to these generic looking buildings. Like I'll give you an example. Yes, Wegmans has updated their look, but you still know a Wegmans when you see it. You're not driving by a Wegmans and going, when you're out of town, right? Because there's Wegmans from here to the Carolina now. You're not driving by Wegmans and going, is that Publix? No, you know that's Wegmans. Wegmans has that distinct look. Now, they've changed what that look is, but if it's a Wegmans from the 80s and 90s, or if it's a newer Wegmans, you know Wegmans. You know Tops. Tops has a look to the outside about it, right? Tops isn't trying to look like Wegmans on the outside, right? Tops is trying to look like Tops. I don't know. I don't understand this move with fast food restaurants and some more of the national chains to get this generic look. Like if I'm going to one place, I don't want to be able to tomorrow turn it into the other place. You get what I'm saying? Like that generic look, I don't get it. I really don't. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, also asking what's the longest you went without an inspection sticker. This person said they went 3 years driving a car with no inspection and expired registration. It had Alabama plates on it and the local cops never stopped me. Wow. Another one. We're not promoting this, right? This is what not to do. That's what the whole point of this is. This is what you don't do. Just drove up from Florida with a red 2024 sticker. Planned to drive around New York. Stupid New York inspections. I've gone 16 months without an inspection, finally got pulled over. The vehicle was only 16 months old. Time for New York State to go to 36-month inspections on new vehicles as they are still under warranty. Yeah, I mean, there are states that don't have inspections. And I, you know, I'm not one to say New York has things right. There is a middle, though, right? Because you go to states that don't have inspections. What do you see in those states more than you see in this state? You see cars broken down the side of the road. So again, I understand New York wants to be able to get money as much as the next person. However, I do understand, I agree with the texter that if you have a new car, brand new car, the inspection should go a little longer. But I get the point of the inspection because again, you drive in some of these states that don't have inspections. And it's rare to not see a car broken down on the side of the road, a car broken down with a bag closed in the door, right? I mean, that happens more in those states. Another place that, again, I think the food is still great. I'm not going to say the name of the place. You'll get what I'm talking about. I think the food is great, and I still love to go there. But it's a restaurant locally that used to be known to be open late night, like when bars closed, this place would still be open. And I don't know if it's because of the pandemic and people don't go out like they used to go out. But that place closing at like midnight or 11 takes away from what that place, in my opinion, was supposed to be. Like my memories of this place are being on Allen Street at 5 in the morning, you know, after leaving the bars, getting what turned out to be my breakfast. In the style of a late night meal. Like those, that again, I think the place is still great. You walk in, it still has its character. But, like, I can't go there at 3 in the morning. And this is a place, even when I was done with my bar scene, I would, you know, come back from Blacksburg and I was doing Sunday mornings here at 5 o'clock. And I'd have like an hour to pick something up and get here and, you know, wake myself up. And that place used to be right down the street, not there anymore, would call my order when I was in Erie and then pick it up and eat it here to start the shift. But we've been through the lack of places that are open 24 hours. I mean, 24 hours used to be the identity of places. And there's a restaurant on Sheridan. Again, the food is great, but its identity used to be, we are always open. It could be 2:30 in the morning, we are open, you can get chicken fingers, right? And like when you take away that, again, the place might still be great, the food might still be great, but for some, that's how they recognized you, was that you are a 24-hour establishment. And we don't have any of those anymore. I mean, even most of the fast food places aren't 24 hours. I know of about three because if I'm doing late night deliveries, I know where to park the car. 803-0930, star 930. This is a great one on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It is a, I'll say it because, again, they just moved back into the area, but it's not the place that we know and love, and that's Pizza Hut. Remember Pizza Hut back in the day, the Pizza Hut lunch buffet. When I was in college, at least once a week, we would go to the Pizza Hut lunch buffet on Delaware, because we would, you know, Medea College always had an hour for lunch. There were no classes in between, I believe it was 11:30 and 12:30, or maybe it was 12:30 and 1:30. I don't know. Regardless, I didn't have classes in that time span from 11:30 to 1:30, whenever the lunch was. And a bunch of us would go at least once a week and get the Pizza Hut lunch buffet. And pizza had a distinct look. It had the lights that hung down, right? It had the red booths, and it had the pizza buffet. It had the salad bar, like that was its identity. And when they announced it was coming back, again, I think there's pizza and then there's Pizza Hut, right? Like if I want pizza, I'm going to a local Buffalo pizza place. But if I want Pizza Hut or I want the lunch buffet. And they didn't bring that back. I was very disappointed because I think that would have been a brilliant move to bring that back and bring the Pizza Hut lunch buffet back, because I think that was very popular here in Western New York. It was popular nationwide. And in some places, they still do it. But here, they're just takeout places. Because again, that goes with the theme. People aren't eating out as much, right? And then when they do, they're getting it to take home. That's one thing from the pandemic that has stuck is people don't want to go and sit. Not as many people want to go and sit. I'm not one of those people. I love going out, right? But a lot of people now, they just want to pick up and take it home. And, you know, it's the EN is not as popular as it was 5 years ago. 803-0930, star 930. It's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930, WBEN. Good afternoon. We are riding right along here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hope that you're having just a great hump day. Before we get any further, so we were talking about, in the last segment, talking about places that either are gone and lost their charm before they were gone, or maybe they're still with us, but it doesn't have the charm or doesn't bring you the joy that it once brought you. And the reason we're talking about this is Marineland, which was a place, you know, everyone loves Marineland, brought you joy. Now, they've been closed for a year, and they're now threatening to euthanize 30 beluga whales. But the point I'm bringing it up is because over the years before it closed, I mean, the last few years, and this is by Bright Sun Films, and I would urge people to go and see these videos. I'll post them on my socials after the show. Bright Sun Films, they did 2 years, they went to Marineland, and the place was a shell of what it used to be, right? You didn't have the rides anymore. There were none of the other animals except for the whales. Well, now it's closed. The whales apparently are still living there. And I'm thinking, okay, so like Marineland, what's a place that it's not the same as it was, and it's worse, right? Because there are some places that aren't the same as they were before, but it's better or it's the same experience, right? But then you have places that it was worse. Now, a lot of people have jumped onto one of our texters who said, you know, nothing has felt like the odd, right? And the arena, it never felt like the odd when you were at a game and the atmosphere of the odd. Now, you could also say it doesn't feel like the odd because you were never able to smoke in your seat at the arena, unlike the odd, where I can, you know, to the day they tore it down, you could still smell stale smoke throughout the odd. Here's another thing that it's just not the same as it used to be.
Coming up, a look at your local radar. But first, the current local conditions.
That's right, the Weather Channel. Remember the local forecast? And it was just the most basic graphics. Sometimes when you try to be better and more advanced, it takes away from the character. So we'll continue taking your texts on that. And your texts on the longest you've driven without an inspection. We have someone on the text board who said 16 months. What's the longest you drove without your inspection sticker? Mine was 6. I went 6 months without it. Not proud. Not saying I'm happy about this. But I got my sticker today, and it only cost me new brakes, new windshield wipers, and replacing the flap under the fender of my car. Now, we've been talking about these inflation rebate checks that the governor is sending out, and people have started to get these inflation refund checks, okay? Now, they're going to be between $150 to $400, okay? And it's, now the governor is saying that this is to give you money back that the state made on inflation. We all know what it is. It's a re-election. It's like, hey, don't vote for my lieutenant governor. It's a campaign check using tax dollars. You know, I would say instead of sending me $400, just lower my taxes. I think we'd all be happy. Anyway, so, you know, I think it's a joke, but I'm going to spend my money, right? You give me the money, I'm going to spend it in New York State. So they're using the 2023 returns, okay? Now, I didn't know they were also using the 2023 address. So we found out that the check was sent to our former address. Now, unfortunately, the person at the former address said they didn't see it. But we know for a fact that it was sent there. I'm not going to tell you how, but we know for a fact it was sent there. Anyway, regardless. So my wife this morning calls New York State and explains the situation about this check. And they tell her, well, you need certain documents, you know, from your tax returns. So she asked me to send, I send her the PDF of the tax returns, yada, yada, yada. The person comes back and says, okay, well, we have your current address on file as your address. And my wife goes, well, you don't because you sent this to my old address. And New York State claims to tell her, well, there's nothing we can do about it. If it's returned, we'll reissue one. If it's never returned and you don't cash it, you'll have to wait 30 plus days to file an affidavit to have it reissued. Now, again, I'm not going to let New York State get out of giving me the money they're giving everybody else, right? But what a pain in the you know what this is. Working with New York State, they're telling us they have one address and it's our current address on file. Like I said, we know for fact it was delivered to our old address, and New York State is not working with us. They said, well, there's really nothing that can be done about it. Now, if I ran across the border in Texas and took a bus up here, Kathy Hochul would give me a debit card, a cell phone. New York City would have put me up in one of the nice hotels. But since I am a tech, and this is what upsets me more than anything, okay? My wife and I work our butts off, all right? We both work 2 to 3 jobs, okay? We work our butts off, to provide for our son, to enjoy life. And New York State is going to give us the problem. Again, take your $400, right? Whatever. Why are you sending a check to begin with? Now, I didn't get a New York State return this year. I had to send New York State money. But you have my banking information on file for my federal return. And I'm sure New York State, one year I got money back. It's the same bank account. You couldn't just direct deposit the $400. It's like now New York State is making this an issue. And like I said, I don't care. Keep your $400. I don't like to have stress. Right? I like to be known as the person who has no stress. But they make it so freaking easy for, you know, people who aren't in the country legally. For people who want to run for Senate and moved here last month. Oh, wait, that's a long time ago example, Joe. I mean, they make it so easy, yet you, the taxpayer who works their you-know-what off to fund the BS in this state, and you're going to give me a hard time? You're going to give me the runaround? That's insane. It's always easier for the illegals who don't pay into the frickin' system. They get off a bus from Florida or from Texas and they're welcomed. Remember those videos? They're welcomed with debit cards and accommodations. Oh, we sent your check to the wrong place? Well, you're going to have to wait. It's probably going to be half a year. Again, fine. Keep your check. I really don't care. I mean, I do. It's the principle of the thing. If you're sending other people rebate checks, then I think I deserve it. But just the pain in the butt that New York State is. And again, they have to make everything so freaking difficult for people who, again, get up in the morning, go to work, do everything right, follow the freaking rules. And we're the ones that have to jump through hoops. We're the ones that are given the attitude when we call in. We're the ones told there's nothing that can be done about it. I'm sorry. I'd like to be treated like I'm a New York State citizen. Like I'm a resident. Like I pay to live here. Like I do everything that's asked of me. Right? And then, you know, we all know the people that we know the loopholes and we do this and that. And, you know, I got, you know, all this for free because I claim this. We all know that person. And they're able to skate through. They barely give the state a penny. Yet, oh my gosh, I've never done that. I wish I knew how to. No, but I'm the one you're going to make wait. It really upsets me because I feel like in New York State, and it's the same I've said with bail reform and all this stuff. It seems like if you are a taxpaying resident who follows the rules, then the state puts you at the pay no mind list. You're at the bottom of the list of people they care about. They want to make sure that the criminals are getting third, fourth, fifth chances. They want to make sure the illegals have a sanctuary state. And then maybe they'll get to you. Maybe they'll get to you, the person that funds their ridiculous budget. That's when they'll get to you. And you might say, Joe, wow, you're upset over $400. Well, I'm upset over the whole freaking thing. Again, I think it's insane to begin with. It's the governor just trying to get reelected. But my gosh, there are days where we all are like this, right? I'm most people in this audience. If you work from the minute you get up to the minute you go to bed, right? It might not be just your job. You got to do stuff around the house. You got to take care of your kids, right? If you're retired, you worked your whole life to get the life that you're living now. And New York State has no problem making sure someone else who isn't paying into the system is getting that life. And again, if you're an American citizen, if you're a New York State resident, yes, we are here to help you when you fall on hard times. I've never been against that. I never will be. Now, if you're able-bodied, I believe you should have to work, right? 20 hours a week, as the president was pushing for, I don't think that's ridiculous to ask for. But yes, if you're falling on tough times, we are here for you, the New York and American citizen. But I feel like in today's New York State, if you do everything right, then New York State just puts you off to the side. Oh, we need to make sure this is a sanctuary state. We need to make sure this and that. And then we'll see if we can help you out. The person who, again, the people who pay into the budget. The second biggest budget in the country. The budget that has billions of dollars put aside for illegal aliens. Like that's what gets me upset. Oh, you'll have to call back in 30 plus days. Really? I'll have to call back in 30 plus days? How about you just direct deposit this stupid re-election check? Or did you see my registration information? I'm kidding. I'm sure has nothing to do with it. By the way, can I just make a side note? It shouldn't, in today's political climate, it shouldn't be that easy to find someone's party registration. I think that is wildly irresponsible. With today's rhetoric and the way people talk about politics and the things that we are seeing, I should not be able to I don't know. Find out what certain famous people in Western New York, I shouldn't be able to find out how they're registered. And the only reason I bring this up is because there are, you know, there's a lot of blogs out there, right-leaning, liberal-leaning. And I saw a liberal-leaning blog trashing an athlete in Buffalo for their registration status or for the party they're registered to. And like, why should this person even have access to that? Again, number one, I'm not a famous person in Western New York, but you know, my job, everyone knows where I stand politically. But if you're a football player, a hockey player, you know, if you're popular for something outside of politics, it's no one's damn business what your political affiliation is. And you shouldn't be able to put that person's name into a database with their birthday and find out where they live, what party they're registered to. Now, again, I don't care because I can separate those things, right? But in today's political climate, and if you go on Blue Sky, you'll see there are people who can't separate those things. And again, I think that is something we just don't need in today's political climate. We do not need people going around looking up other people's party affiliation and finding their address just because you know their name and their birthday. That's a bit ridiculous. And I think something should be done about that. I know Zellner won't get back to my calls. Zellner won't get back to my text. But I really think maybe we should shut down that database. It's just not in the best interest. I don't think of, again, there are just some people who cannot separate politics and the rest of their life. And again, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care where my favorite athlete is registered. I don't care what party. I don't care who they voted for. I care that they can win on Sunday, right? But for the people who can't separate those things, like I saw in this one left-leaning blog, maybe we should do them a favor and make sure this information isn't accessible. Not just their party affiliation, but their frickin' address. Maybe we could just make sure that you need a little more than the name and the birthday of the person to find that information. That, to me, is just... maybe it was good in a time before, but you got some lunatics out there. You got some lunatics. 803-0930, star 930. What's been a experience you've had with the New York State government? I told you about my wife's experience this morning. Have you had anything like that where they gave you the runaround and ended up telling you there's nothing we can do? There's nothing we can do to help you, but please continue paying your taxes so we can fund our fat, bloated budget. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. 803-0930 gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
That is the one thing we got. Welcome back. It's Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll get there, Tanner. We'll get there. Man, you know, when you're just so used to saying... You've been that like this at work, right? When, you know, hey, can you work on this, do this? And you go back to your old Peter Gibbons habits from Office Space. And that's, you know, we literally just talked about it in the control room. And I come in here and it's just like my brain goes somewhere else. 803-0930, star 930. It is Joe Beamer. Final segment here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you so much for spending some time with me this afternoon. Tom Bowerly is up next, but like I said, we have this segment. Anything I talked about in the first three segments that you want to talk about, it's still on the table at 803-0930, star 930. David in South Buffalo wants to talk about that. We were talking about these generic-looking buildings. David, do you have a comment on that? Hey, David, sorry, we had you down. What's up?
Hello. Hello. Yeah, I want to talk about a building they destroyed on Seneca Street. There's this M&T Bank. It's on Seneca and Casanova. And the interior looked like it was out of the 30s. Looked like that. Have you ever seen the movie The Sting?
I can't say that I have.
Okay, you have. Well, it looked like that style. Anyway, so I haven't been in there in a while. They put an ATM in the back, so I've been using that. And I haven't been in. Well, they completely gutted it. They took this beautiful historic building, and they turned it into just a glass and stainless steel. I mean, this should be a crime what they did to that building.
It lost all the character, right? They call it a modern look, but when everything has the same look, you don't stand out from the other ones.
Yeah, it looks now. It was beautiful, and now it looks like the one. It's a carbon copy of the one they have at the Southgate Plaza. Same interior.
Wow, and it was, you know, and it's just, you wonder. It's like you would think, because there's going to be a time, David. You know, there's going to be a time where we circle back and people are going to want that nostalgic feeling. I mean, how many times do we have to live through people wanting to go back to, you know, a nostalgic older feeling?
Yeah, it was wonderful. You walked in and you thought you were transplanted back to the 30s or 40s. It was amazing. And now it's just, I'm so angry at it.
Yeah, I hear you, David. Appreciate the call. David in South Buffalo. It's unless unless it's the time of whatever the years were buildings like the windowless government building downtown. I always forget what building that is. Except for that, no one wants that style of building to come back, right? Like the mid-60s building that just looked like a, you know, it was at the time generic, but it looks awful. I mean, they stand out because they're so bad, so ugly. But everything else, it comes back around. You know, this is what I'm talking about when, you know, preservationists. It seems like now preservationists jump on anything that's old, right? And we had Mitch Nowakowski on yesterday, and I love Mitch Nowakowski. You know that. He is one of my, if not my, favorite Democrats in Western New York. But we disagree on the cobblestone, right? I appreciate the history. Those buildings are ruined, right? And I feel like preservationists now want to hang on to anything that's old because of all the stuff that we let get torn down. All the stuff that we did lose, now preservationists are, well, then anything old needs to be kept. Well, that's not true, right? Just because it's old, even if it's old and has historical significance, doesn't mean if it's a pile of bricks, there's really not much we can hang on to there. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm glad that we held on to the Statler Towers. And I think the work that Doug Jamal has done and Mark Croce before him, I think that is a building that, you know, there's still a lot of potential there. Yes. The place where Theodore Roosevelt was inaugurated. Now, they let that place become a restaurant before they they turned it back into what it looked like in 1901. And a lot of beautiful buildings around Western New York that, you know, were absolutely beautiful. And yeah, there was a time where we tore everything down and built bigger, better buildings or built roads. We can't get those buildings back. And, you know, to hold on to an old bowling alley or to hold on to a pile of bricks, it doesn't make up for the things that you did let go, right? Like, unfortunately, none of us were alive in 1901 to say, hey, I know this was built to be a temporary building, but we had a presidential assassination at this building. Maybe we do something more than put a stone there with a plate on it, right? But just because they dropped the ball in the early 1900s doesn't mean that now we have to hold on to everything that's old. Because even just because it's old, number one, doesn't mean you keep it. Number two, even if it has historical significance, something has to be able to be done with it. And, you know, every time we come back to this, I always say, I wish they had kept more from the World's Fair. And everyone, you know, every time someone has to push back, well, those were meant to be temporary buildings. Okay, but you could have done something. You know, it turned out to be a very tragic incident in American history, right? We had a presidential assassination. It's a tragic day. And we had a presidential inauguration. A president was inaugurated. They didn't have the event, but they had the inauguration, you know, the hand on the Bible in Buffalo. There should be something commemorating, you know, that dark time in American history. You know, a president being murdered. I mean, there should be something more than a rock that says, hey, this is where McKinley died. All right, this is where McKinley was shot. That's just me, though. Yeah, and someone put on the text board, you know, I mean, we were trying to hold on to the Great Northern Grain Elevator. That there was nothing that could be done with that. There was a big hole in the side of it. It was an eyesore. And can I be honest? People aren't traveling from all over the country to go see the Great Northern Grain Elevator, right? I do believe that if maybe you wouldn't make your whole trip to Buffalo for that, but if you're in the area and you know there's a place where you can go where Roosevelt was sworn in as president, I don't know. I think people would be like, oh, I'd like to go see that. But that's me. Speaking of things to do with the family, tomorrow the Buffalo Sabres kick off their season. They're playing the New York Rangers. You can hear all the coverage of the game on our sister station, WGR Sports Radio 550. But I thought this was an interesting little tidbit from Action. They put a survey out, cheapest NHL stadiums. Now, I hate when they call arena stadiums. A stadium is a venue that, in my opinion, has to... There's a difference between stadium and arena, right? I was going to say outdoors, but Minnesota's stadium is not outdoor, and that's a stadium. It's not, yeah, it's indoor. There's a difference. Like, there's arenas where hockey and basketball is played, and there's stadiums where baseball and football is played. That's how I look at it. Anyway, they did a cheapest NHL stadiums for families in 2025. KeyBank Center, the cheapest NHL experience for you and your family, according to the Action Network. And they said you could take a family of four to a Sabres game and get out of there less than $500. And this is how they break it down. Four tickets, $375.84. Two beers, $25.56. At the arena? Okay. Two soft drinks, $12.76. Four hot dogs, $24.05. Parking, $19.11. Again, you could take the train. And child admission policy, under three for free. They say you total out at $457.32. I want to know, when you take the family out, how much are you expecting to pay? Because I'll tell you right now, I'm pretty sure I could do a Sabres game cheaper than what they're saying here. And still have the two beers, by the way. But $457, I mean, think about it. You take your family out on a weeknight. Like, say you're going tomorrow. That's not fair. Tomorrow's the home opener. That's a big event. But say, you know, you go to a random game against Seattle on a Wednesday in February, which won't happen this year because the Olympics, but you get my point. I mean, are you saying that's a cheap night out if you spend $457? I think most people in Buffalo could find a cheaper way to take a family of four to a Sabres game. Now, again, these tickets at $375 for four, I mean, you're talking about not the cheapest tickets in the building. Again, a Joe Beamer trip to the arena is usually going to be somewhere in the 300 level. Parking, if I do drive downtown, I'm parking all the way at the end and taking the train for free down to the arena. But when you think about taking your family out, what is the price range? Say it's for dinner, say it's for a sporting event. Like, what's the average price range that you're looking to spend? Like, I have a family of three, right? My parents had to worry about four, but it's just me, my wife, and my son. Like, I'm going to, you know, again, I think next year I'll be able to, I'll take my son to a Sabres game. Next year, I think he'll be ready next year to sit through a game. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking too far ahead. But $457, now this list goes on. They only gave the top 16, right? So the Sabres, number one, cheapest experience for families. But you go down to the Colorado Avalanche, are 16th on this list. That means that 16 teams are more expensive than this, by the way. The Colorado Avalanche, they say for a family of four to go to the game, $745.99. That is ridiculous. I love hockey, right? I don't love the Avalanche. I love the Buffalo Sabres. I'm glad they're $300 cheaper on the top of the list. But I could not imagine, and I am the biggest sports fan you'll know, I could not imagine spending $745 for a regular season hockey game taking my family of four. Like, to me, that is, I don't know how you justify that. Even if it's the playoffs, a family of four for $745. Now, again, you can be very critical of this, right? As I was with the parking. Maybe you go out and you just get something cheaper to eat before you go into the arena, right? So maybe you'll get away with just two soft drinks and two beers. And like I said, when we're talking the Sabres, $375.84 for four tickets, that's not the cheapest tickets in the building. You can sit cheaper at the arena. So I guess they're taking the average of everything when they break this down. But hey, so good news. The Sabres are the cheapest. But again, I'm critical of these numbers just because I'm looking at that, and it's just got to be an average thing. Because, like I said, I know of cheaper seats in the arena than if I divided 375, 84 by 4. But, yeah, so that came out from the Action Network. It made me think, man, what maybe my expectations are too low. Like, when I think about a night out with the family, I'm like, can we do that under 200? Right? Wow, someone said they spent $300 on preseason tickets to the Bills. I mean, to be fair, if you're a season ticket holder, you're paying full price for preseason tickets anyway. Right? I mean, that's included in your season ticket, but you pay full price for that ticket. And someone said, how much is the cheapest seats at the arena for Sabre games today? I mean, you know, that's a great question, Texter. But I bet you can get to a game. I don't want to say a number and then be wrong. No. Let's see. Single game tickets. All right, you want to go to the home opener tomorrow against the Rangers. And you want to buy tickets from the box office. You could. That's a verified resale. Yeah, you could go to the game $100 for two tickets. And that's the home opener. You know what I mean? That's the point I'm trying to make. Like, here's a random Wednesday game later in the season. And you want to go and let's sit where I mean, I can get tickets to this game. This is next Wednesday. There are tickets going for $12 each on the second market. You know what I mean? So again, I think that survey took an average of the tickets. But you could do that cheaper. I mean, yeah, even if you buy them from the arena, they're $50. I mean, right there, if you're taking a family of four, and that's not even that's center ice in the 300 level. If you want to do corner from the $37. All right, so I mean, again, you can play with these numbers a little bit. So I think it's great advertising that compared to the rest of the NHL, they're the cheapest. However, they can get even cheaper. And I think that's kudos to the Buffalo Sabres, who, again, I will keep repeating this, I believe are going to the playoffs this year. I feel more confident than when I said the exact same thing a year ago. But I do believe the Buffalo Sabres can't lose 13 in a row this year and will go to the postseason. Tom Barley has a program up next. Tom, happy hump day.
Oh, well, hump day. Does that mean something significant?
It means we're getting over the hump.
I know. I'm just having fun with you. So, no, I think the Sabres are actually going to go to the playoffs this year, too. The only question is, are they going to have center ice seats, or are they going to be in the corners? Oh. I was just trying to be a wise guy. I really don't mean that. I'm just having some fun. I mean, hey, for that matter, I'm going to go to the NHL playoffs myself. I'll hopefully sit in the Odyssey box like Trevor did for the Bills game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, I would love to get on. You know, the one time I win tickets to the through the company and I'm out of town.
Never fails. I get the feeling the timing may be not our forte because my timing sucks. How about yours?
No. Tom, if my whole life was based on timing, we would not be talking right now.
Well, anyway. Hey, look, career-wise, you are doing fabulous.
Well, thank you.
Now, one of the things we're going to talk about today, one of the things, and I'm trying to figure out the order on this, something we started the other day about vaccines and my lovely wife basically is making me do the topic. Okay, she convinced me by the strength of her mind and her sound logic that it would be a great topic to do. How's that? Is that better, babe? I wasn't calling you, babe. She's sitting here, and apparently my wife is absolutely mute. Hello, Rochelle.
Hello.
A woman of very, very few words. But anyway, we're going to get into that a little bit and a lot of other very cool things. Hey, Joe.
Yes.
You did the misheard song lyrics not that long ago, did you not?
That's, one of my favorite topics.
Yeah. Well, we have our own favorite And it's really funny because we've not talked about this during the course of our many-year relationship. We didn't talk about it, but the song came on Yacht Rock. I'm not talking about the linen. We both had originally thought those were the lyrics. And actually, the lyrics are, I'm not talking about moving in. I actually watched an interview with one of the guys who was behind that song. And that is a very commonly misheard lyric. Everybody thinks they're talking about linen. Well, I might do a little bit of that today.
Tom, I
want to punish Tanner.
I really would love to see you tonight.
I'm sorry?
I would really love to see you tonight.
Well, okay,
is that the song?
You know what? As long as your wife is on board, we can work that out, Joe. I mean, it's okay.
It sounds great.
You weren't expecting that, dude. I just totally like, you don't know where to go from that one. It's like, the lovely Rochelle is standing next to me. She's my cheerleader. Hey, Rochelle, should I do a show on the Buffalo Jills?
Yes, absolutely.
A woman of few words. You got to hear her off the air. She shuts up.
Tom.
Honey, she actually drives as slow as she speaks. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. Yeah, I love this woman, by the way.
Tom Bowerly is coming up next. Don't miss that. After the news with Tom Puckett. Thank you to Tanner Saunders. Great job behind the board. And Chris Giacobello. He was in for Jimmy during David's show. Great job on the board. Also want to give Chris a shout out. Great job on the weekends with the news. He does news on Saturdays and Sundays. I'm sitting right here on Sundays during Hardline. I think he's doing a great job. Everyone's doing a great job. Tom is coming up next after the news. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 1 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.